I'll be ready when I'm ready.
Great angles from these windows. Jim picked a good place. Defensible. Guess he did most of the cleaning around here.
Is that what you're wearing to the funeral? A combat shirt with the sleeves torn off?
Yeah. Look, you're not my mother, okay? You weren't here when I was growing up. He was.
Yeah. Okay. I guess I'm more like the ghost of your mother.
Hey, here comes Gladys. You could pick her off sweet as sweet from these windows.
Time for me to bug out.
Aren't you going to the funeral?
Dead people don't interest me so much.
Jesus!
It's not like Jim Lee is going to be there, kid.
Hey, anybody home?
Hey, Gladys!
Hello, Jan. Hey, Gilly. You're not coming, right?
Nah. Take care of the kid. See ya.
Yeah, see you, Gilly. You holding together okay, hon?
Is she on drugs?
Hope so. Is that what you're wearing?
Don't hassle me, okay?
Hello, and welcome to Hot in Cold. Please, place your thumb on the transaction plate.
I'd like... Do you have real cheese this week?
We have a high-quality soy-based cheese product. Many people prefer it to dairy.
I'm not one of them. Are the beans real?
Thank you. I'm afraid I don't know the answer to your question.
Give me a burrito.
Would you like sour cream with that?
Is it real?
We have a high-quality product based on 100% real animal fat.
Just get a burrito.
Durga? Are you in the dispenser?
Yes. Listen, Jersey, something clicked in my head again this week, and suddenly I heard the old man.
The spy? Wait, the one that thinks Section 3 is trying to kill Ronnie?
Yes. This time he was getting his aid transferred to somewhere safe. He thinks Section 3 is gunning for him, too.
Where in the world is safe now?
He sent him to New Mombasa.
Okay, that's pretty out of the way.
Are you done with this dispenser yet?
Almost. Durga, I feel stupid as hell talking to a dispenser.
Too bad. I like it.
Listen, buddy, I ain't got all day. Give me a cup of coffee. Black, 3 sugars.
Thank you. I am still serving Mr. Morelli.
What are you, Miss Manners? Give me my damn cup of coffee.
Listen, Herbert.
How do you know my name was Herbert?
If you'd seen the same DNA tests I have, I'd spend less time barging into lines and more time wondering who Herbert Jr.'s real father is.
What?
I'd also start looking for work.
What? I have a job.
That was then. Uh-oh, I bet that's going to be bad news.
Durga!
I wouldn't answer that in a public place if I were you.
All I wanted was a cup of coffee.
Okay, immensely powerful dispenser. Where's this voice in your head coming from?
I don't know. It's as if I had a guardian angel looking out for me.
I know that feeling. What's this?
A free burrito. Who says flattery will get you nowhere?
Yes! Wait. It's got lettuce on it.
Lettuce is good for you.
But I don't like lettuce.
You don't eat enough vegetables.
I eat more than you do. Ha, gotcha.
I have seen your fourth grade school picture, Jersey, and I can send it to every girl you know in a heartbeat. Remember that.
Yikes. Lettuce will be fine. So what's so interesting about this old guy?
He thinks there's an incredibly powerful device being kept secret on Chala Base.
Is there?
Thank you. I'm afraid I don't know the answer to your question. Enjoy your burrito.
Alright, so how much time do we have?
You need to get back to the apartment and change.
Yeah, this is my first...
Burrito?
Funeral.
Thanks. Well, that was a nice service. Clean, short.
Hon, aren't you cold?
No. I'm fine. So, who are all these people?
Well, it's your kin. That there's Morales. Oh, and the kid next to him is his son, Kevin, who's like you, a 1.1. And that there, that guy's Dak Tien, who came in from the West Coast for this...
A 1.1?
A Spartan 1.0's kid. There's 16 of you.
Oh, great. Another freak.
Kevin's a nice boy. Oh, Morales said that you could stay with them for a while. Might be nice to get to know another kid like you.
Stay with him? I don't even know him.
Well, it's not like you can stay with Gilly.
I don't have to stay with anybody.
No one is saying you need to decide anything right now.
I'm 17. I can live on my own.
Okay.
He looks like a grind.
Who?
The 1.1 kid. He's a dweeb.
Kevin? He doesn't usually wear a suit.
Yeah, but look at his hair. On the other hand, he obviously hasn't gotten his dad killed.
Now, I told you once, and I'll tell you again, that dog don't hunt. Jim James got in over his head. It happens.
It's rule number one, Gladys. Never go into a situation alone.
And he broke it.
Because it was me!
Sometimes those things happen, honey. It's like the weather. It's like this damn rain.
Hey, Gladys. Gilly called Dad by a different name. Lee. Jim Lee.
She did, huh?
Is my last name really Lee?
Your last name is whatever you want it to be. You want to be Janissary James? That's who you are.
But I...
James James. He said it was so dumb everybody would assume he'd been born with it.
So do I have cousins or something?
Well, no, I can't help you out there. I know this family, but Jim never talked about that one.
Hey, Jan. I guess the rain finally stopped, huh?
Jersey, what are you doing here?
I'm so sorry about your dad. Listen, could I talk to you for a sec?
Talk away, Jersey. It's a free cemetery.
I mean in private.
Look, I'm kind of strung out from all this. Could we do it some other time?
It's important. I promise.
Sure.
Hey, you want my raincoat? You look really cold.
No, I'm okay. Now, what did you want?
Look, I know all about Thin Kinkle. And Bradley. And the knife.
How do you know that?
I've been ghosting your CP.
You've been spying on me?
A little. But before you go all ninja and kill me, let me just say we can really help you.
We? Like who? You and Steve? Oh, I know. You and Dwayne.
No, just me. And a really good AI program
you
I got.
You pathetic, sneaking bastard. If you were listening to me, why didn't you call the cops?
Listen. Kinkle's boss is a woman called Monster Anne. She works at a place called Crystal Security Fence and Gate.
Say that again?
I know who Kinkle's boss is. And I know the business that she uses as a front.
How do you know that?
Jan, I've got God's own spyware. And if you tell anybody about it...
Jesus, Jersey.
I can get you inside their security.
If you're lying to me...
Hey, remember how the perimeter alarms went off when your dad showed up at Din's place?
Yeah.
Never went off when Gilly showed up, did they?
I don't know. I was out.
Well, they didn't.
You did that?
We did.
Aunt Gladys, hey, come over here. There's someone I want you to meet.
Peekaboo, you bastard. I'll find you. I'll find you, peeping Tom. Something goofed me, huh?
No.
Sophia, what are you doing here?
I'm just dropping by. Hero told me where to find you, and I thought that we could have lunch or something.
I'm pretty busy, actually.
Oh? What you working on?
Laura. Her accident.
Who's Laura?
My sister.
I thought her name was Yanni.
Sophia, turns out your juvenile MCF victim has a really interesting genetic profile. If you look hard, you get two distinct groups. The congenitally dysfunctional and a much smaller group of ultra-high achievers.
Like your sister.
Shh. People are listening.
Come on, there's nobody here.
Not here. Here. Let me show you something.
So you want me to believe you've got an AI that can hack into things even the police can't split open? And you program this thing yourself?
Well...
Boy, either one of two things. You are lying and this is a setup by the people who killed Jim James, or you are wasting my time. And in either case, I am not a happy woman.
No, wait. For one thing, you don't want to piss her off.
Her?
Me. You are Gladys Wilson, born Gladys Ashantia Swanson in Tohoka, Texas. You volunteered for a Spartan program in January of 2491, after a year and a half of special forces.
How in the world?
Your superior, Arn Lewis, said he okayed the transfer because you were a good soldier, but in his words, more trouble than fire ants at a barbecue, and this was one way to get rid of you.
What the hell is this?
You were decorated for bravery at Eridanus, retired after making gunnery sergeant, entered into a brief but spectacular marriage with a man who just couldn't keep his zipper.
Shut her up!
Say please.
Sarah John, thanks for the offer, but I gotta stay with my mom and
Jason
dad.
Jason wouldn't mind.
Well, you've been married a month. Jason sure better mind.
Then stay with my mom. You don't have to stay at your parents.
They can't make me that crazy for two nights.
Ronnie, he's making your mom live in the bunker?
They're living underground?
Your dad's afraid they won't get any warning.
Well, I am not sleeping underground in my dad's bunker.
It's more than just a bunker, Ronnie. Your mom and dad had us over for dinner last Sunday, and we got the tour.
The tour?
You at your driveway yet?
I'm just coming up on it.
Wait till you see your new room.
New room?
Actually, it's your old room. He moved the whole thing.
But what does that even mean? My room is on the second... Oh my God, what happened in my house? Sarah John?
No point in leaving the good stuff above ground. That's what your dad said.
The cafeteria is a better place to talk. Realistically, they can't have a live person monitoring every minute of my day.
Monitoring?
It's gotta be a program. Probably not even an AI, just a simple keyword scavenger. An environment like this will make it harder for the voice recognition to work.
Why do you think someone is ghosting
me? I don't think. I know. Someone is ghosting me. I know the signs.
Come on.
Remember that headset I won in a lottery?
You mean the chatter you won in a
raffle? Keywords, Sophia.
Oh, I get it.
There was no raffle.
Lottery.
Right. It was a setup. Someone just wanted me to have a particular
headset.
Right.
You don't think Aiden...
No, I don't. Aiden couldn't dream of doing the kind of ghosting that's been happening to me.
Then...
I think it's someone who's interested in parabolic lemonade failure.
Parabolic? Oh.
Right.
Your brother? The people who took your brother on that trip?
Exactly.
Wow.
Let's get some food.
What are you going to do?
I'm thinking about going offline.
Don't.
Why?
It's dangerous. Cars won't drive you. Hospitals won't treat you. The automatic door at the grocery store won't slide open for you, and the cashier won't take your money. You don't know what it's like to be off the grid.
And you do? Can I have a piece of the cornbread?
It's not you. Come on. You'd be like a fish on dry land without your chatter.
Hang on.
And presto, now I'm offline. As far as the grid knows, I've just disappeared.
If someone really is listening to you, won't they notice that you just vanished?
I've spent the last few days building a little Frankenfamal out of my own bitstream traces.
I'm gonna pretend I understood that to keep you from explaining it again.
Good call.
So what if they're listening to me too?
Funny you should ask. I built a small... Do you mind?
I don't want to be offline.
It's just a test.
All right.
Abracadabra. Congratulations. As far as the world knows, you're dead. You're a ghost.
So now you think you're safe?
Theoretically, I guess you could build a program that would jump from chatter to chatter, tracking us everywhere we went, but it would have to be so unimaginably powerful.
We aren't worth it.
Yeah.
I know that feeling.
Looks like it's Southern food today.
Are those real instant mashed potatoes or the other kind?
Did you see a maitre d' when you walked in?
I guess I'll have the, chicken fried tofu.
Yeah. Come on. Pay attention to me now. Ask me how I am.
How are you?
Fine. Now ask me what I'm doing here.
Actually, what are you doing here? And a glass of juice, please.
No,
blue.
No. I just thought I'd stop by.
Oh, that's great.
You sometimes are so stupid. Will that be everything?
I mean, yeah, thanks. I'll pay for the lady.
Your card's dead.
Well, that's impossible. Oh, wait a sec.
Now try. Please. You see?
Have a nice day.
Thanks.
Can you turn mine back on?
Yeah, it was just a test. Hold on.
So, ask me again why I'm here eating crappy food with you in a lousy hospital cafeteria in the middle of the day.
Something's wrong?
You know, for a smart guy, you're kind of stupid sometimes.
Sophia?
I'm going to be deported.
What?
Aiden's in jail. The immigration cops caught him. They canceled like half the visas he'd arranged, including mine.
Oh, my God.
And they're going to put me on a transport next month.
Sophia.
So my life is ruined.
Oh, my God. Isn't there any way you can stay?
I can't marry a citizen real fast.
Not Aiden.
Oh. Yeah, sure. Better to see me rot in a transport back to that dump.
I didn't mean it that way.
You know, you want me to be this thing. Aiden's right. You know, you want me to be your mother, that little bottle-making coffee, but I hate that place.
You don't mean that.
I'm glad I left, and the coffees can turn it into a damn ashtray for all I care.
I think you should go now.
Hell with you.
Dad, are you down here?
Roddy, well, don't you look businesslike. Move back home and you can wear overalls every day.
Just visiting for the weekend, Daddy. I've got a good job.
A good job. The Cubbies are coming and you're worrying about your job? Oh, come home, honey.
If we don't all do our part in the fight, we will surely all die when they get here, Dad. So yeah, I'm worried about my job. Dad, why are you living under the duck pond?
Hear me out now. You see, water can never be hotter than boiling, which is 100 degrees. That pond is a heat sink. You know what a heat sink is.
I can kind of figure it out, but...
Underneath the pond is a full meter of ice wrapped in piezo foam and pelty coolers.
Daddy, listen to yourself.
And under that is a meter of wax. Under that is this ceiling here, which is foamed glass, just like a cooking pot.
How did you afford all this?
They measure it in joules, the heat, and this room can take 70 billion of them before it even begins to warm up.
Dad?
I've been all through the pension thing with your mother, Ronnie. I don't need to hear it from you.
Your pension? Daddy!
Listen to the news today, honey. They got the coral, too.
Oh, my God. Coral, too.
Money's no good when the planet's glass, sweet pea. I have got a year's supply of food down here and a composter that turns waste into soil. I've got a starship-grade recycler and a fusion cell to run it.
This is crazy.
Over here, I've got picks and drills for digging out through the glass and seeds that ought to do well after, you know, afterwards. Hey, I've been doing my homework on this.
Daddy, this is crazy. It might be 20 years before the covenant comes.
So man also knoweth not his time, as the preacher said.
You know what? I can't even talk to you. I can't.
Ronnie!
Herzog.
Who is it?
Standish.
Is this connection secure?
I'm using a disposable line. Are you busy?
Just catching up on paperwork while the car drives. What do you want?
Where are you?
In a car, Standish.
Hey, you hear they're talking about dropping the speed on the Beltway again? From 350 kph to 300. Yeah, they say the roadbed is so degraded it isn't safe, and it's too expensive to upgrade.
You called me to talk about construction on the Beltway?
No, your girl, the one in Chawla. You'll be pleased to know the Admiral has put no trespassing signs all over her.
That was stupid, Standish.
I know. They weren't supposed to kill her, just scare her.
Spare me.
You're right. They were going to kill her. She was a problem, but she wasn't the real problem.
No, the real problem was that you're a dictator and we live in a democracy.
The real problem is that you and I have always seen the world differently. I am willing to sacrifice principle for results.
Principles are results. They are ends in themselves.
No, results are results.
Switching from automatic guidance to manual.
Herzog, at the bottom of this hill, watch out for the bridge.
I'm sorry. Manual braking at this speed is not recommended. If you would like me to apply a magic acceleration, please...
Sophie called looking for you.
Oh, yeah?
How about a beer?
Nah. I'm gonna go inside and trace the bastards ghosting my chatter. I'm pretty sure they're coming off the East Coast.
Beer first.
Hero, let me in the door.
Come on. Coral's gone.
What?
Reports are just coming in. They got it. It's gone. I'm sorry.
Oh my god.
On Reach, you know? On Reach, they left some stuff. You gotta hope it was like Reach, Kamal. Hold on to that.
Oh my god. My family.
I'm amazed Dad still lets you use the above-ground kitchen.
It's just till he can get the fusion cell working. It's being persnickety.
Mom, you've got to stop him. This is crazy.
Honey, your daddy's doing what he thinks he needs to do.
You're living under a duck pond.
Ronnie.
Tommy, don't you have to go to the hardware?
Well, I don't have to go right now. I can go tomorrow morning.
Well, you go now. Get there before they close.
Look, I just want to explain...
Let us talk a bit.
Oh. Okay. Ronnie, you want us to get you anything?
No, Daddy. I'm fine.
I'll just take stock in the garage a minute, and then I'll go.
Here's your tea, sweetie.
How can you put up with it? When I was a kid, it was the AI dog walker business. And then he was going to grow ginseng. And then it was Duck, the new chicken. It's one crazy scheme after another. And now this!
Your daddy has always worked hard, always had a job, and always been faithful.
You're living under a duck pond.
I know. Ain't it great? What cute young thing with the figure's that man gonna lure under a duck pond?
Mom, be serious.
Ronnie, everybody is looking at the same thing. And we all gotta find ways to deal with it.
Now, medication is a whole lot cheaper.
They're saying people survived on parts of Reach. And for your father, that means there's a chance, if only he can take it.
Do you really think it's gonna work?
Honey, if the Covenant comes, I don't want it to work. I don't want to be the only one alive. But I trust in my Maker. Whatever happens, happens for a reason.
I don't know, Mom.
You know what I admire about your father? Despair looked him in the eye, and he didn't blink. And these days, hope is something we need more than pills or bullets.
Hold on, Mom.
Ronnie.
Wow. Aren't you afraid this line will be cracked?
Not this line. Listen, Section 3 secure area on Shalda Base. That's where they're keeping the artifact.
I know it. I don't have nearly that kind of clearance.
I know, but keep an eye out. Watch for techs. Word is they've been going over and over it with magnetometers.
Okay.
Since they triggered the artifact, it's been putting out fluctuating fields up and down, weaker and stronger, but steadily overall weaker. It's decaying.
Is that weird? It sounds binary or something. Up, down, on, off.
It's more of an oscillation. I think it will continue for a few weeks more. It's regular enough they can estimate it.
My dad's coming out to his truck. I gotta go.
Look, I don't know how much longer I'll be able to keep in touch. If you can't find me, don't come looking, and don't mention anything to anyone. For your own protection.
What are you...
Hi, Ronnie. Those folks making you work on the weekend?
Big city, you know. Rush, rush, rush.
That was sad.
Yes.
And scary. Gladys.
I thought you handled her fine.
You're the one that handled her. Durga?
Yes.
Are we doing the right thing? I mean, giving Jan all this stuff about Thin and Monster Ann and Crystal Security?
Why do you ask?
Well, Jan's looking to make someone hurt. Even if it's just herself.
If you're waiting for me to say violence is never the answer, you'll be waiting a long time. As you pointed out, I was built as a military application.
Yeah, I've been thinking about that. Durga, what's Kamal doing right now?
He's gone offline. I've been meaning to tell you. He's got processes running to block me, and he's turned everything off.
Commuter grid?
Nothing.
You'll find him.
I don't like not knowing where he is.
Yeah. I think there's a reason for that.
What?
Tell me about his sister.
Who cares about her?
Durga, does Kamal have blue eyes or brown?
Brown.
Favorite color?
He thinks it's red, but it's a tie between iced tea color and water at dusk blue.
The third test he took his second year of med school.
Pathology 2. Skin infections. He aced it, which was trickier than it sounds. The professor...
So he had a sister, she died, and it turned out she was kidnapped.
So? I mean, who cares? Oh.
Take a little girl, right? Kidnap her so they could turn her into a Spartan. Only some people don't make it through the process. That's what Jan's dad said.
I don't care about her. I'm me.
The ones that don't, there's this thing called cognitive impression mapping. They use their brains to make smart AIs, like you.
Jersey.
When you were little, Durga, they kidnapped you. They faked some kind of accident and rushed you to the hospital.
Stop it, Jersey.
They sent a flash clone home to your family.
Please.
Once upon a time, a long time ago, you had another name, Durga. And that name was Yasmin.
Don't say that!
I feel terrible.
Jersey,
that's not me. I like what I am.
For quality experience, kiddo, the girl had to be real.
So I said to Lynn, well, you know how Lynn is. Lynn, I can do the test. I've got the certification. Hey, great dinner, Leah.
Thank you, honey.
Oh, yeah, Mom. Really good.
Something on your mind, sweet pea?
I had a weird call from work today. I'm not allowed to talk about it. Go on, Daddy.
Well, Lynn wants me to make sure we're not getting static discharges. If you get static during assembly, it can fry your work.
Uh-huh.
But we don't have the kind of audit equipment for what he's asking for. So I said, Lynn, I'm going to need a variable resistance reference. And with that kind of oscillation, I'd need a decay timer. I'd need an audit kit like the one I had when I worked over at McFarland's.
Wait, what did you say? A decay timer?
Yeah, a decay timer. You can estimate how long it's going to take before it drops under a certain threshold.
So things decay, and they get weaker and weaker in a way that you can predict, right, Daddy?
Oh, well, sure.
I've got to make a call.
What does the Navy even do? We give them all this money. Oh, no.
Mom?
Sophia?
Hey, Kamal. I was just...
Sophia, it's raining. Come in.
I was in the neighborhood. I was wondering...
Sophia, don't get sick.
I was just wondering if you hate me.
Shh.
Oh my God, I didn't mean it. You know I didn't mean it.
No.
Please, can I stay here tonight?
Sure.
Please, can I stay here with you? Mama!
Call me.
The artifact.
Yes?
My dad was talking about something called a magnetic decay timer. What if the artifact is a timer?
The artifact?
Maybe it didn't go off one time like a grenade. Maybe that was just the pulse of it turning on and now it's counting down.
If it is, what happens?
When it gets to zero.